Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
A46 on a Friday morning, Wisconsin's morning news. You know, we work hard on the rundown of the show every day. You know, some things make it into the rundown. They end up being news stories, things that we talk about. Some things don't. Greg Pancake Hill produces this year's program. Got his nickname because he used to work at the Pancake House on the south side. So at the end of the week, we task Greg to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a segment we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
If my intelligence is artificial, why am I a better radio host than you?
Oh no, you guys. I think this might be it. This might be it for us. They've done it. And you might go, "Now I've heard a version of this story before, but this one, oh no, it might seal the deal." Off radio, OFF radio, Krakow in Poland has finally done it. They have made AI radio hosts. Okay, now, they're being called presenters. Okay. And like, I know, I like to bring a little levity to this part of your Friday, but this kind of looks like the real deal. Three personalities on this radio station are handling on-air duties, and that means everything from the typical radio stuff, getting in and out of breaks, tossing to a song, and also talking about social issues. So I did this digging, and I found this website. Well, the website, it was in Polish, so me and every publication of this article that I read used AI to translate the website from Polish to English.
About AI.
Indeed. So there are three total presenters with AI-generated photos and little blurbs about themselves. Now, people obviously critical of this, including all of the staff that was laid off by Radio Krakow a few months ago. You don't say. An open letter by former radio host Mateusz Dembski protesting getting rid of real employees and replacing them with AI, calling it a dangerous precedent. I would agree. This same station used AI presenters and simulated a fake interview with a Nobel Prize winner who died 12 years ago. Also pretty creepy. Okay, so you're kind of getting nervous, right? Like, if this is what they can do, guys, is this really the end of what we do here? Hold on, wait a minute. Radio host AI? Yeah, they claim to be all that, but let's see an AI host do our show. You know what I mean? Can they do impressions of the machines that they claim to be?
That's a good pencil sharp.
That is
noise.
Pretty good.
Solid.
See? It's pretty. Or can an AI radio host not get through a live read correctly?
It's WTMJ's Vince Vitrano here. And I played sports my entire...
Yeah. You think a radio, you think a robot could do that?
No.
No? Or how about the important questions these AI hosts are asking to their listeners? Might not be as important as this.
You could have been asked, why are we slapping asses at all?
I mean, come on.
I don't even remember saying that.
Or, when was you this? Sure? Or impromptu hire an a cappella group to sing happy birthday to your host?
It makes me think of the good old days. Happy birthday to you. You sure
AI doesn't even have birthdays.
That's
how
right.
Are you supposed to get a birthday sing on your radio show if you don't even have birthdays? Or can they even be on track to correctly make the boldest Packers call in the world?
The X-Man, Xavier McKinney, he's going to have at least 10 interceptions.
10?
Yep.
Wow.
Double digits.
Now that's bold.
See, I mean, come on. I don't like to see AI do that. I mean, seriously, computer or not, the hubris cannot be matched, and with good reason. Did you just hear all the sound bites I played?
How did I get to this point where I was super awesome?
That's just what I'm saying. And honestly, if you want to really come to it, I'll go toe-to-toe with any AI producer who claims they could come up to with anything as close as awesome as the Wisconsin's Morning News 2023 holiday special, the Halloween special.
You heard a noise, turned around, and saw Santa Claus charging at him with an axe.
You're dead, Billy. Ho, ho.
Ah! Yeah. Come on, AI. What you got? You think you can make that? By the way, 2024 Halloween show.
Next
coming
week?
Up next week. A little teaser for you there. Because AI ain't going to bring me down. No way. So the many takeaways I had to this point, including I couldn't find any podcasts or recordings of these AI hosts, by the way. Great start, because you can get full podcasts of this very real show run by very real humans wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can text Vince to the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. I have everything podcasted up until this very moment right now, folks, because this moment's going on live. I can't podcast in real time. If a robot can do that, then fine. Bring it on. But until then, I don't think so. The main point I want to make here, though, I say bring it on, AI presenters. You think you could do it to us as best as this, as better than what we could do? AI, I got one universal drop for you. What I think all that even your little robot big fake brains can recognize exactly the message I'm sending to you. Wow. Do you need a wall to run through right now? Or...
Let's slow
go.
Clap, man. We need the slow clap.
Slow clap.
Yeah, bring it on, AI. I'll see you in the zeros and ones, as they say.